Proclamation number 6921 of 17th of September, 1957. God's address is something quite natural. The process of spiritual transmissions from the Kingdom of Light is basically something quite natural, for as soon as a person is intimately connected to God, it is also possible for him to hear his voice, the word of eternity, which also expresses itself through his angels, through the inhabitants of the world of light. But people have distanced themselves far from God. They don't know that they can connect so closely with God that they also feel his presence, and that his presence proves itself through his word. And therefore something quite natural is regarded as unusual and as a result not valued. God's revelations are rejected as unbelievable, and thereby people deprive themselves of the greatest grace, for to hear God's address directly or also conveyed is a gift of grace of immeasurable value. God himself shows people the path they should take in order to become blissfully happy, and he also gives them the necessary strength for this through his word. However, addressing God must not be a compulsory act of faith. And therefore the process of spiritual transmissions takes place such that it also allows for other explanations if the human being is not willing to acknowledge this process. For he may not be forced to believe, and he will also not be forced to do so. His will alone decides whether he recognizes a gift of grace as such and evaluates it accordingly. And a willing person also feels addressed by God. He is not only a listener but a doer of the word, and soon finds proof of the truth of the divine word, because his life of action itself brings the working of the Spirit into him. Every person can create this proof for himself if he would only put into action what his ear and heart have heard. For not only the direct transmission of the word has a beneficial effect in this way. The word of God can be received wherever it is proclaimed. If only the listener willingly opens his heart and ear and sincerely desires God's address and now also aligns his way of life accordingly, then the effect of the divine word will not fail to materialize. The bond with God will become ever more intimate, and the human being himself can hold a heartfelt dialogue with him and also be certain of his loving response. For God is a father. And a father also speaks to his child. But if the child closes its ear and turns away from its father, then it cannot hear anything either. And God is love. Love seeks to save, to help and to make happy. And therefore God will warn, admonish and give strength and light to those who let themselves be addressed by him. He will also speak to those who still stand apart from him, but his address will not force them to listen to him. Yet they shall be offered the graces, they shall have the opportunity to hear him and, depending on their will, they will also experience the blessing of his address. But it would be far more unbelievable that a God of love, a father of his children, keeps silent, that he leaves people to their fate and does not offer them any help at all. For people would be irredeemably lost if they were only dependent on what is offered to them by human beings. For there must be water of life, it must be drawn from the source which is God himself, the original source of all strength and all light. Amen.